This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So Christy is dating a guy that wears a wedding ring, but he isn't married? Is it shady or not? We'll get to it here in just a couple of seconds. I think I say this all the time now. Every day when I'm online, I probably ask myself one or two times, what the F is wrong with people?
One or two? You mean like 100 times?
Seriously. Did you guys hear about this woman Thanksgiving weekend that couldn't make it back to the bathroom on her flight?
I watched the video.
I didn't even see the video. I couldn't even watch it. Couldn't make it back to the bathroom. I don't know if they were going up, going down, whatever, but the flight attendant's like, hey, you can't go to the bathroom right now. She's like, I really got to go. And flight attendant is like, I can't. No, you're not allowed to go now. She's like, all right, so I'll just go right here. And you saw the video. She pulled down her pants, starts peeing in the aisle, right?
What? No, she didn't start doing anything, but she pulled down her pants, pulled down her underwear, started squatting right there in the aisle. And everybody's like, no, 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 no. And then she pulled it back up. And then somebody's like, there's kids on the flight. And she's like, F your kids.
Oh, wow.
Here's the audio.
Sorry, everybody. Are you serious?
Just the initial, play it again, the shock on whoever is taking the video. The
sorry, everybody. Are you serious?
The gasp that he gasps. Because, I mean, she sits there, she puts her jacket over top. She goes, excuse me, and she puts her jacket over top one chair, and then she pulls her pants down, and then she braces herself on the other chairs, and everybody's like, what are you doing?
She's really going to do it.
Yeah, she was 100% going to do it. And, I mean, like, bare butt to the whole back of the plane. I mean, she was just bare ass right there in the aisle, and the flight attendant was livid.
I can't figure out if this kind of craziness has always been going on, or we just have phones now.
I don't know,
I think it's always been going on.
I think maybe you're right. All right, so let's get Christy on because she's wondering if this dude wearing a wedding ring saying that he's not married is shady or not. You're dating a guy, he's wearing a wedding ring, and he says he isn't married?
Yes, that is correct. So we've been dating for a few months, and, you know, I always ask people, I make sure to cover those grounds so I know he's not married, and then I come to find out that he wears it at work. He's told his bosses this, and now he wants me to go to his work event, his Christmas party, and pretend that I'm his wife. And I feel like that's a little bit shady. I'm not his wife. We've just been dating for a few months, and I feel like that's so shady. And so I'm trying to figure out, is it shady? Or to me, I feel like that's a little bit of a red flag.
Maybe we need to rename this, how shady is it?
Why does he feel the need to lie to his boss and fellow colleagues that he's married? Why has he been pretending to be married at work?
I guess he's trying to be up with the guys at work, you know, the higher ups. He works in a more of an executive position. And I guess he feels like because he's not married yet, he needs to, you know, put on some kind of show. But I feel like you don't need to do that. If you're good at your job, it doesn't matter if you're married or not. But now he wants me to pretend to be his wife.
Right.
And I don't know what to do. Like, it's weird. I think that's so awkward.
So this is a real old school, like, Mad Men mentality here, that if you're single, you won't be as focused as if you're married. And there's a lot of managers, at least back in the day, that used to think, look, if you're married, I know you're not going to be out. You're going to be focusing on work and focusing on your wife. And if you're single, then who knows where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. So I'm just throwing that out there. That might be a possibility. Either way, it sounds ridiculous to me.
I don't don't think it's ridiculous. I think it's kind of romantic.
What?
So in the rom-com. No.
That was on left.
Yeah, it was. No, hear me out.
We need to raise your bar from the floor, okay?
Hear me out. In the rom-com world, this would be the perfect setup for a fake dating trope book. All my book talk girlies know what I'm talking about, where you start dating this guy, and or maybe you guys were enemies and you have to fake date for some reason and you fall in love through the power of pretending. I think it's going to be a cute little Hallmark special.
Okay, that's why it's a movie. So let me just go ahead, Abby, and let's just throw it out there, all right? Is there anybody listening that has pretended to be somebody's wife or husband and then it ended up in a real marriage? 1-855-VIRT-SHOW.
My concern, Abby, is that he's lying at work. What makes you think he's not going to lie to you?
He's lying to progress his career. That's a man who loves a check.
And men never lie to people they date to progress in the bedroom or elsewhere.
Do what you gotta do.
I think, Christy, that you need to get a better explanation for him on why he is lying in this situation before you can even determine if it's shady or not.
I have a brilliant idea, Christy.
I think I need to get down to the bottom of it. And then on the other end, what if I do go and pretend to be his wife and say things don't work out? Then I'm thinking, is he just going to show up with a new wife every time there's a...
No. That's a valid point.
I mean, I really like him, so I'm hoping it goes somewhere. But then what happens if I show up and then down the line it doesn't work out? And then does he just keep doing this with a new girl? Mm-hmm. That's Chris, the new wife every time? I don't know. I got to get some answers because I don't think I'm okay with it.
All right, Christy, if you are a good radio soldier, you will do this because this is a different type of movie, Abby. It's not a rom-com. So depending on how much you like this guy, where you want to see it going, blah, 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 whatever. Go say, okay, I'll do this. Go to the Christmas party or go to whatever party this is. Go to the party, pretend to be his wife. But then when you're like, off without him grabbing like a cocktail shrimp or whatever to one of his employees, be like, I'm not really his wife, I'm his mistress. Because if he can lie, you can lie too.
That's one way to get dumped. At least get a ring out of it.
Here's Jen. There goes Jen.
Hi, Jen.
That's a good question. Do you have to have a ring, right?
Yeah.
You have to get a ring.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't. It sounds like ridiculousness.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either.
Okay, haters.
I wouldn't do it either.
You got to pick that ball up off the ground.
Seriously.
That thing is on the floor.
It is darting. It's a perfect setup.
All right, Christy, we'll let you go. We just think you should avoid this whole thing.
It's super shady.
Except Abby says go right in and make a movie.
You let me know how it goes.
All right, see ya.
The Burt Show.